All right. Welcome to Coffee with Marcus and Mark, the number one stock market show on Spotify and one of the most popular market updates on YouTube. In this show, we talk about what's happening in the markets and how we are trading them. Today is Monday, May 13th. The Dow tries to extend its eight-day win streak. PPI and CPI data in the spotlight this week. GME, GameStop roaring higher once again, and a popular investment bank still sees three rate cuts this year. We'll take a look at that. Plus, did we finally say goodbye to NEE last week? We'll look at our open positions and discuss NEE as well. As you can see, there's a lot to talk about. So let's go ahead and get started. If this is your first time here, my name is Mark Hodge. I'm head coach at Rockwell Trading, and Marcus will be joining me tomorrow. With that said, let's jump on over to the charts and see what's going on in these crazy markets. And we do see that the S&P trying to cling on to some gains that we saw earlier today. Last week, a real nice week for the markets in general. The S&P finished higher by 1.9%. So a nice week for the S&P, getting close to record highs here. We also have the Dow. The Dow actually leading the way last week, up 2.2%. It was the best week of the year for the Dow, also getting up near all-time highs. The NASDAQ, a little bit of a quiet week last week, up 1.1%, lagging behind the S&P and the Dow, but still a positive week. That's three positive weeks for the markets after pulling back here in April. And we'll see where we go from here. But the S&P, let's take a look at this. S&P nicely above its 50-day moving average now. And let's, based on a record close, we're less than a percent, looks like, away from all-time highs again. So a nice comeback back above the 50-day. And a decent start today. We could look at a five-minute chart here. We see that there was a gap higher, but then a pretty quick attempt to fill that gap, going sideways for a little bit and then coming down. And it looks like we're just trying to stay positive, up just a point. The Dow up 27 points right now, and the NASDAQ up 39. NASDAQ slightly stronger than the other indices today. Let's go ahead and pop over to PowerX Optimizer. Let's look at the heat map here, just see where these gains or losses might be distributed. And here we have the S&P 500, a decent amount of green, but a little bit of red standing out. Google down 2.3%, Meta down 1.5%, kind of standing out like a sore thumb here. When we look at the Magnificent Seven, a pretty quiet day, but Apple positive, and then like I just said, Google down. Microsoft down 0.4%. NVIDIA just barely positive. Netflix down 0.1%. And Tesla coming back a little bit from last week and up 2.6%. Let's go back to the charts here and let's talk about what's going on this week, what traders are focused on, and then look at some individual names. And actually, I'm going to go right back to PowerX Optimizer, look at the economic calendar, because we see that there really isn't anything on the table today. A couple of Fed members speaking, but low priority. Tomorrow and also Wednesday, some big reports coming out. Tomorrow, 5:30 a.m. Pacific, 8:30 Eastern, we have PPI and core PPI data coming out. That's a producer price index, which will shed some light on inflation and what's going on for producers. The forecast is that core PPI increases by 0.2% and PPI up 0.3%, a tick higher than we had previously. So this is definitely going to be watched. Now, CPI data, we see core CPI. The expectation is this falls by a tick. The forecast is 0.3% versus a 0.4% increase previously. We have CPI. The expectation is 0.4%, which is in line with the last reading as well. And year over year, CPI at 3.4%. Fed's goal is to get that down towards 2%. So It's going to be interesting. Are we going to have another surprise like we had last time, or are we going to see some numbers that show that we're either in line or even improving here? And we also have retail sales, but the real focus is going to be on Tuesday and Wednesday with this data. Now, interesting to see here, because with this data, it's all about the Fed and what the Fed will do. And right now, if you look at Fed probabilities, the probability of rates staying the same in June is 91%. The probability of rates staying the same in July, 70%. And then it shifts to a rate cut in September and likely staying the same again in November, and then a rate cut in December. So that would be two rate cuts factored in based on Fed funds futures. Now, I did see that Morgan Stanley Research, they said that they see the U.S. economy cooling and that there will likely be three rate cuts ahead. I found that this is interesting because Fed funds futures shows two. Of course, the Fed with their last dot plot, they were looking at three, but then it definitely seems like with the inflation data in picking up a little bit, jobs staying strong, that three cuts is off the table. But Morgan Stanley doesn't think so. And they mentioned that we remain bullish the Fed will cut three times this year, but starting in September rather than July, with two more cuts in November and December. Pretty bold prediction from Morgan Stanley. We'll see if they end up being correct or not. But either way, they're looking at a cut in September, and that seems the most likely with no cut in June and also July. Let's go back to the charts here, and we definitely have to talk about GME. Let's look at GME. What a chart here, all over the place today. We could see here, based on Friday's close at around 1750, we gapped higher. We were up about 50% at one point, up 118% for the trading session. What the heck's going on with GME? Well, remember this guy? Well, actually, that was the movie Dumb Money. It's actually this guy, Roaring Kitty. He posted on Twitter for the first time in 3 years this image. And traders getting excited about this. A drawing of a gamer getting more focused, leaning forward, and maybe making some moves. Is he interested in another run on GME? Well, whatever take you might have on this one, traders saw it as a reason to buy. So GME just going crazy. Triple the volume. Actually, I think it's well above that now compared to a normal day. And just a crazy move in GME. I'm not going to touch this. I don't get caught up in this. To me, this is more gambling when it comes to trading in the market. I like to focus on quality names, things that will help us with those SRC profits, systematic, repeatable, and consistent. This one, you could dump some money in it, have a quick gain, or get burnt real quick. And that's not the way I like to play the market. But hey, it's fun to watch. And some craziness going on in GME that we haven't seen for a while. So earnings season coming to an end. Before we look at open positions, let's go ahead and move on over to our earnings calendar. And it's been a pretty strong earnings season. I saw that 90% of the S&P, 92% that is, according to FactSet, of the S&P 500 have reported earnings, and they've been better than expected, with 80% actually reporting better than expected earnings. So a strong earnings season coming to an end here. This week, we do have Home Depot before the bell tomorrow. We have Cisco after the bell on Wednesday, Walmart before the bell on Thursday, and Deere before the bell on Thursday. After the bell, we have Take-Two Interactive, AMAT. So a couple of bigger names but not a whole lot going on looking at the earnings calendar. I love how we break this down. I like what the programmers did. I mean, here we see the most notable, and you see the real heart of earnings season. Sometimes it's not as easy to notice this when you just look at all these companies reporting, but we had 159 notables the week of April 21st through the 27th, and then 175 April 28th through May 4th. So you see that's the heart of earnings season, and most notable this week, only seven, and it trickles down to four in the next couple of weeks. So a couple of names if you like playing earnings, and maybe we get some nice reactions to earnings with these companies. Might be an opportunity to get in if there is a negative reaction. Get a company, snag some shares, or trade the wheel, sell some puts, take advantage of that premium if there's a decent reaction and an opportunity to maybe pick up shares at a lower price. So I'll be watching these, but earnings season definitely coming to an end. With that said, let's pop over and look at WTF trades. So WTF, I am still in Dash. So Dash has not given me an exit signal yet. And I am also in Airbnb. Airbnb, after the entry, just kind of floating around where we got into this one. Long signal at 147.75. Right now it's trading at 147.75. ConocoPhillips also in this one. Now on Friday, it went ex-dividend. We are entitled, that is, to a 58-cent dividend. So stock was expected to drop by that 58 cents on May 10th, the ex-dividend date. Being the shareholder on record at the beginning of the trading day, May 10th, gives you the entitlement or the ability to pick up this dividend that is payable on June 3rd. And right now, the entry signal 125.08, no exit yet. And this is trading just a little bit lower. But the dividend's a nice bonus there. No new signals, no exits. And those are the three WTF trades that I'm in. And the wheel, let's see what's going on here. CSIQ just going nuts on Friday. A huge drop, down 9%. This was looking pretty ugly. And in fact, I was looking at selling the 15 puts. It looked like they were at about a quarter, 30 cents, which was huge premium for that 15 strike. I was in a one-on-one call with one of our mastermind members towards the end of the day on Friday. And so I couldn't focus my whole attention on what to do here. I was on the fence, and Marcus did put an order to try and get another couple hundred shares. Actually, I think more than that, but at the 15 strike, he put an order in for 25 cents, but he was not filled. So we have not added to this one, but we're both keeping an eye on it. Today, though, look at this, bouncing back, not getting back to where it was on Friday at the open, but a decent comeback for the day, up almost 5% right now with CSIQ. The one that I'm liking a little bit more here is UPS. So UPS is a position that both Marcus and I are in, and it's just been snookered around this 147 level. I haven't done a calculation here, but I would bet that on average, it's probably moved 25 cents up or down based on closing prices in that 147 mark. Going back to the beginning of May, just not going anywhere. And today, finally breaking to the upside, got up to 150.20. Right now, it's at 149.21, up 1.25%. Nice thing about this is it's getting above this 50-day moving average, and it looks like it wants to move. It looks like it definitely wants to move, so I'll take that. This, to me, nothing to do with this right now, but I'm liking this move in UPS while the market itself is pretty flat and not a whole lot going on. So for open positions, I have some buying power to deploy. Marcus does as well. We were looking at Nike today. We could bring up Nike. I like how it looks in our wheel analyzer. It gives us a better perspective. Nike, Nike, it was the 90 strike that was available. Nike started to push higher, and so that 90 strike ran away. We had some people pick this up, get some nice premium on this one. 64 cents available at 91. That's a little tight. The 90 looked a little bit better. Looks like there can be some nice support around 89, maybe 90. And this one tends to move sideways, but it looks like you don't want to be in it during earnings. A little crazy on earnings moves. Like here you had this gap down, but if you sold puts, it just kind of flatlined and chopped around. If you were out of it, another gap down on earnings. But if you sold puts, you would have cleaned up after earnings, not before. And might be something to consider. My plan, I want to see what's going on with PPI tomorrow and then CPI. I do think we can see some volatility and maybe a nice down day after one of those reports. We'll have to see. But I'm holding out. I have some buying power to deploy. I'd like to get a couple of great wheel positions on right now. It's just these two. And we'll see what happens with these WTFs. Two of the three are positive for the session. No exit yet. But always looking to pick up more trades when there are opportunities according to my plan. So with that said, Marcus isn't here, but I might as well say a dad joke. And I want to apologize in advance. I might have even said this one before. It's a pretty bad one. It's not a trading joke. I need to come up with some more of those. But what do you call two ducks and a cow? Quackers and milk. Sorry. I'm sorry. On Saturday, I was going toe-to-toe with my nephew on dad jokes, and he gave me a run for my money. I had to share that one, but I do apologize. We will be back here tomorrow. Please don't judge me or us or the show on that one dad joke. You can judge us on all of the jokes. That's perfectly acceptable. But don't judge us on that one. And I will be back here tomorrow with Marcus, seeing what the markets do in reaction to PPI data. And you also want to be careful with Marcus's dad jokes, but I promise that at least mine will be better tomorrow. With that said, till tomorrow, happy trading, everybody.